The Palmer Project is a zinc, copper, and silver mine prospect in the Chilkat Valley, about 35 miles upriver from Haines. The project has operated under a permit that has allowed it to drill in the Alpine Zone above Glacier Creek. Constantine, who owns the Palmer Project, is requesting that the Alaska Department of Natural Resources amend their permit to allow them to work a few miles downstream and set off explosive charges by the Klehini River. In the process, they would clear 20 acres for roads, drill pads, and seismic survey lines. The company also asked DNR to allow them to drive heavy equipment through salmon streams. Residents who testified said the proposed activities differ so much from the original permit that the company should go through a new permitting process, including a 90-day public comment period. 30 residents spoke at the meeting and all asked that the borough support their request for a new permit. Russell Kennedy told the assembly that he spoke for many residents.
I have a letter here that I'd like to read that has been signed by 170 and counting Haines residents in the last 2 weeks. Dear Department of Natural Resources and Haines Borough Assembly, we are writing this letter to express our deep concerns.
Vanessa Caldarelli said the project could negatively impact fish.
I moved here from a place that used to be one of the largest coho runs in the world, and now they're extinct.
Lindsay Johnson told the assembly that fishing in the region would be at risk, including thousands of jobs.
The proposed activities that I was able to see look like they could really damage the resource that feeds, supports my family and that of nearly 2,000 other permit holders in Southeast. Please don't let them tread on us.
Eben Sargent voiced concerns about the mining company's communication.
The way the wastewater treatment permit was handled last year, where the results of the dye study were not released until the new permit was tried to steamroll through, I think it's a pretty good example of how this project will be handled when it grows beyond our friends that work in exploration companies to foreign companies that have no interest in the communities.
Two Haines assembly members work for the mine project, Jerry Lapp and Margaret Jones. And a few residents voiced concerns about that conflict of interest and asked that those members recuse themselves from the vote. However, Deputy Mayor Cheryl Stickler read through borough code and allowed Lapp and Jones to cast a vote.
Because the topic is in regards to an extension, there is no immediate financial interest to be gained from employees. I rule that you both can participate.
The assembly went on to vote 4-2 to not make any official request to the state about permitting change. Later in the meeting, assembly member Ben Altman-Moore said Constantine has not made clear what their intentions are.
How are we supposed to make a public comment if we don't know the premise of what we're commenting on?
Is the exploration for a dry stack or tailings pond facility?
He and other residents got their answer. Liz Cornejo is the vice president of DOA Alaska, a part owner of Constantine. She attended the meeting and said the new proposed sites could be for storing mine waste.
It's for potential tailing storage facility. We don't know what type of facility that would be. That would need a lot more engineering and evaluation.
Cornejo says she has been advocating within the company for a careful approach to the project.
When we've had our meetings over the last year about this permit, I've been the one raising my hand, like, salmon are important to everyone. So let's talk about salmon. Let's talk about the crossings. Let's talk about fish and game. So that has been heard from the community that is being passed on to every level of the business, from Tokyo to Newfoundland to Vancouver to everywhere.
The person in charge of community relations for the Palmer Project declined to comment for this story. The comment period about the new blasting activities ends on June 3rd. For KHNS, I'm Alan DePremenil.